Hello, it's the 12th of June, 2019. Today we have the King of Rods and the Queen of Rods and the Hermit all reversed. Who's the boss? We have a royal couple today who seem to be having problems, especially the poor Queen. She can't handle this at all. This couple have so much in common. The King of Fire, Aries Sagittarius Leo, ruled by the red planet of war, Mars, and his queen, also an Aries, Leo Sagittarius, the suit of fire, the difference being the emotional, watery Pisces in the queen's astrological DNA. What's really bothering you? What we may have here is a failure to communicate. He's yelling, she's crying, holy mackerel. Upright, like the king. The queen assumes a role of leadership, whether it be mom, yes, we could be talking about parents with the royal couple of the same suit, or whoever is usually at the center of attention, which she always seems to be. Today in the reverse, she clearly doesn't want to be or shouldn't be. In the reverse, she comes off as jealous, aggressive, a true diva. I'll show you who's queen. But she is a woman, or man, of many insecurities, of course. That Pisces energy is emotional and watery and teary-eyed, but only the king has seen her cry. Hell, only the king can make her cry. Everybody else just wonders, WTF is wrong. The reverse King of Rods, Wands, Staves, etc. is in the past position today, but as these two are in the same room, in a manner of speaking, and neither one of them seem to be functioning at their royal best, we'll pretend we're watching a royal couple bicker, because of course we'd never ever actually see a royal couple bicker. It is obvious they are not bringing out the best in each other, but it seems a matter of communication. The King of Wands, when upright, is a true visionary. One can't help but be inspired by his almost superhuman drive. In the reverse, he's a little bit of, let's say, an overbearing, patronizing, loud, condescending a-hole. These two are too much alike is what I'm thinking. These two are both pretty big personalities, and that's a hard thing to manage. Whether this looks like your parents, yikes, or you, or a king and queen about to be exiled to a cave, this is downright combustible if not managed properly. Both parties may be burned out on the whole king and queen thing, and someone needs to go off in the form of the reversed hermit and go deeper. Or not. The hermit, today in the future position and in the reverse, can suggest isolation and a feeling of disconnect from people and the world, which may be exactly what these two have in common. But let's pretend we're not a king or not a queen for a moment. These are two people I'd like to drop on an island without the wands or staffs or ninja defense weapons they always have to carry around and let them scream and yell, and then the Pisces will kick in and she'll cry, and then they'll evict some poor hermit from his cave and crawl in it and probably be damn happy without all those pages and knights hanging around. Someone needs some time alone or has had too much time alone. To your corners. Gosh. I'm sorry. Bye.